Hi there. Let's take a look at the theme of madness and blood in Macbeth, starting with madness. Duncan's murder causes Macbeth to go mad. Many see him as a mad ruler because of his tyrannical nature. Filled. After the murder of King Duncan, Macbeth believes that he has filled his mind, meaning he's defiled it. This is an Act 3, Scene 1. This means that he has harmed his sanity and can't have peace in his life, saying, "The gracious Duncan I have murdered, but rank is in the vessel of my peace." Committing the murder has disturbed him. Macbeth tells Lady Macbeth, "Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife." This metaphor suggests that he cannot control his thoughts and that he lives under a constant threat. This is in Act 3, Scene 2. Banquo's ghost. When Macbeth sees Banquo's ghost, Lady Macbeth is angry. She tells him it's in his imagination, that he is seeing things that old women talk about in fairy tales, saying, "This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-joined dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts. Imposters to true fear would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire." There is some other perspective as well. When Caithness is talking about Macbeth before the English army advanced on Dunashane, he says, "Some say he's mad. Others that lesser hate him do call it valiant fury," in Act 5, Scene 2. Many people think Macbeth's mad. His rule has become tyrannical and his supporters are abandoning him. Menteith thinks that this is because Macbeth's own inner turmoil disorder. Killing King Duncan was so unnatural that he must feel torn inside. Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and start when all that is within does condemn itself for being there? This is said in Act 5, Scene 2. Let's just quickly recap that. Macbeth tells Lady Macbeth, "Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife," in Act 3, Scene 2. Which technique is being used here? It's a metaphor, suggesting he cannot control his thoughts and that he lives under constant threat. Which quote shows Lady Macbeth's anger at Macbeth? "This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts, imposters to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire." Now let's have a look at madness in Lady Macbeth. By Act 5, Lady Macbeth has gone mad and is seen sleepwalking. When she's sleepwalking, Lady Macbeth speaks in prose rather than in iambic pentameter, which is usually the speech of key characters. This change from poetry to prose shows the breakdown of her mind. She is no longer in control of the words that come from her mouth, and this is seen in Act 5, Scene 1. Lady Macbeth's words while sleepwalking show all the emotions and thoughts that she keeps bottled up when she is awake. "Here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Oh, oh, oh," in Act 5, Scene 1. She's clearly distressed. This is shown by her cries of "oh." The adjective "little," describing her hand, makes her seem childlike and innocent. Change in behaviour. She believes she can't get clean from her crimes. This is very different to what she tells Macbeth after they've committed murder. "My hands are of your colour, but I shame to wear a heart so white, and the little water clears us of this deed," in Act 2, Scene 2. It's clear that her subconscious, which is the part of your mind that notices and remembers information when you're not actively trying to do so, thinks that she can never get rid of the guilt that she feels from the murder. So the two quotes that show Lady Macbeth's lack of guilt in Act 2 are, "My hands are of your colour, but I shame to wear a heart so white," and "A little water clears us of this deed." When Lady Macbeth is sleepwalking, Act 5, Scene 1, what does she speak in? Is it prose, blank verse, iambic pentameter, or trochaic tetrameter? The correct answer is prose. Now let's have a look at blood. Blood symbolises many different things in Macbeth. Macbeth's bloody hands. Macbeth doesn't think he'll be able to wash the blood from his hands after King Duncan's murder, saying, "Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine make the green one red," in Act 2, Scene 2. He thinks the blood is so great that it will stay in the ocean red if he tries to clean his hands. Blood symbolises the size of his crime. He will never be able to clean away the evidence of what he has done because it's so horrible. The blood might wash away, but the memory of it and the threat of consequences will always be there. Symbol of bravery. In Act 1, Scene 2, blood symbolises Macbeth's bravery. His sword smote with bloody execution. Lineage. After Duncan's body is discovered, Donald Bane warns Malcolm, "The nearer in blood, the nearer the bloody." Blood here represents lineage, and that they have the blood of their father in their veins. They are at risk of whoever has killed him harming them. bloody dagger. The dagger Macbeth sees as a vision becomes covered in blood. He believes it is the consequence of this bloody business, the plot to commit a murder, that makes him see it. In Act 2, Scene 1. Punishment. Macbeth tells Lady Macbeth, it will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. In Act 3, Scene 5. This suggests that the murder will lead to other murders and consequences. There will be retribution, meaning punishment, if you kill. He says, I am in blood, stepped in so far that I should wade no more. It is impossible for Macbeth to go back now. Lady Macbeth's bloody hands. When she sleepwalks in Act 5, Scene 1, Lady Macbeth cannot get rid of the blood that she imagines in her hands. Out, damn spot. Out, I say. Again, the blood represents the crime she has committed. Let's quickly recap the blood symbolism of Macbeth. Here are the different quotes. Smoked with bloody execution. Out, damn spot. Out, I say. Bloody business. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand would rather. The multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red. The nearer in blood, the nearer bloody. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. I'm in blood, stepped in so far that I should wade no more. Smoked with bloody execution is in Act 1, Scene 2. It symbolises Macbeth's bravery. The quote that starts with, will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand, is from Act 2, Scene 2, and it is referring to the size of Macbeth's crime, which is murdering Duncan. The nearer in blood, the nearer the bloody, in Act 2, Scene 3, symbolises the lineage and the danger to the lineage. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Symbolises that murder will have consequences. And out, damn spot, out, I say, in Act 5, Scene 1, symbolises Lady Macbeth's crime. What are the key quotes showing Macbeth's insanity? Oh, scorpions, oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife, he says as to Lady Macbeth. The metaphor suggests he can't control his thoughts and that he lives under a constant threat. The gracious Duncan have I murdered, put rancours in the vessel of my peace. Macbeth is discussing the effect of Duncan's murder. Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and start when all that is within does condemn itself for being there? Menteth thinks Macbeth must have gone mad because of his inner turmoil. Some say that he's mad, others that lesser hate him do call it valiant fury. Caithness is talking about Macbeth before the English army advanced on Dunashane. So let's quickly look at the blood symbolism in this quote from Macbeth again. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand would rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red. This is from Act 2, Scene 2. The meaning of this is that Macbeth doesn't think he'll be able to wash the blood from his hands after King Duncan's murder. He thinks that the blood is so great that it will stay in the ocean red if he tries to clean his hands. The symbolism of this is that blood symbolises the size of his crime. He will never be able to clean away the evidence of what he has done because it is so horrible. The blood might wash away, but the memory of it and the threat of consequences will always be there. Different quotes that relate to Macbeth's insanity are, some say he's mad, others that lesser hate him, do call it valiant fury. The gracious Duncan I have murdered, put rancours in the vessel of my peace. Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Who then shall blame his pestered senses to recoil and start, when all that is within does condemn itself for being there? And fold. Here are the key quotes using blood imagery in Macbeth. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. This is Macbeth telling Lady Macbeth that the murder will lead to more murders. I am in blood, stepped in so far that I should wade no more. It is impossible for Macbeth to take back his actions now. Smoked with bloody execution. Macbeth's sword is covered in blood. This is a symbol of his bravery. Bloody business. Macbeth thinks he sees the bloody dagger because of the murder plot. Out, damn spot. Out, I say. When she sleepwalks in Act 5, Scene 1, Lady Macbeth cannot get rid of the blood that she imagines is on her hands. Blood represents the crime she has committed. And the nearer the blood, the nearer the bloody. After King Duncan's body is discovered, Donald Bane warns Malcolm this. Blood here represents lineage and that they have the blood of their father in their veins. They are at risk if whoever has killed him, harming them.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.